Eventually, you'll have to pay a toll in the Alaskan Way Tunnel. But officials say the question is how to do it so drivers won't freak out and run away. And the Washington State Department of Transportation Commission thinks it has three good options. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
First, the good news. For a few weeks, maybe even months, driving the new Alaskan Way Tunnel will be free. After that, drivers will pay.
Because it's required in law.
This is Rima Griffith, director of the Washington State Transportation Commission.
The law basically requires that up to $200 million be raised by toll revenue.
Except that tolling costs money, so they really have to raise nearly $1 billion to cover their costs by mid-century. Some cars are bound to run away to surface streets once tolling starts. The trick is to keep those numbers low by keeping tolls as low as possible. The Commission's chosen plans combine starting low and raising the toll later, and changing the price frequently through the day, with the highest price starting at $2.50. Meetings in late spring will gather public reactions, then the Commission makes its choice in July. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.